News, I'm Ben Thomas. Nick Reiner has been arrested in the fatal stabbing of his father, the director-actor Rob Reiner, and his mother, Michelle Singer Reiner. Julie Walker has more.
L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonald.
Nick Reiner, a suspect in this case, he was subsequently booked for murder and is being held on $4 million bail.
Nick was public about his addiction struggles. By 18, he was in and out of rehab and spent time on the streets. His relationship with drugs and his father was the basis for Reiner's film, Being Charlie.
Dad, I'm not going to listen to you tell me what a drug addict I am.
Tough, damn it.
Reiner and his wife had three children together. The 78-year-old shot to fame on All in the Family, then directed classics like A Few Good Men and When Harry Met Sally. His 68-year-old wife, Michelle, was an actress, producer, and photographer. I'm Julie Walker.
Rob Reiner was a Democratic activist and outspoken opponent of President Trump, who suggested that may have led to his killing.
He was a deranged person as far as Trump was concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome.
In Berlin, U.S. officials say Washington's agreed to provide unspecified security guarantees to Ukraine as part of a peace deal to end Russia's nearly four-year war. It followed talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. European leaders say those guarantees include a European-led multinational force that would operate inside Ukraine. Australian leaders are promising to toughen gun control laws after a mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach that killed at least 15 people. A down day for stocks, but not dramatic. Traders waiting for another jobs report tomorrow. This is AP News. Police looking for fresh clues as they search for a gunman who killed two students and injured nine at Brown University over the weekend. Githan Kulbaugh reports the Buffalo Bills were uncomfortably close.
Very scary situation. Obviously, condolences to the families.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen says the team had checked into a downtown hotel and some players were out on the town when they received a text alert about the shooting.
We're out. Some guys are eating dinner, you know, blocks away from where it was going on and, you know, making sure that we were getting updates from our team.
Buffalo defensive star Joey Bosa was inside the hotel with his father at the time of the shooting. The five-time Pro Bowler tells the AP.
It's horrible that we have to deal with that at all in this world, but, you know, there's some crazy people, and, you know, it just puts into perspective that, you know, football is important, but there's more important things, and, you know, just being grateful for being alive.
Gethin Kulbaugh, Foxborough, Massachusetts.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.